The final report is out. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Just hours ago, the House January 6th committee released its final report on the assault on the Capitol. The nearly 850-page report asserts that then-President Trump criminally engaged in a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election and failed to stop his supporters from attacking the Capitol.
The report says the cause behind the violence was one man, Donald Trump. And it says the then-president put pressure on officials and Vice President Mike Pence to game the system or break the law to overturn the election. The committee concluded the riot put democracy and the lives of lawmakers at risk. Trump has been saying the panel's been on a witch hunt. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
This week's winter storm could create the coldest Christmas in more than 30 years, with parts of the country as far south as New Orleans headed for a hard freeze overnight. And in the Great Lakes area, temperatures will be life-threatening.
Chicago on Lake Michigan is now in the thick of it. Snow, heavy winds, and low temperatures, hovering literally about negative 10 degrees. And overnight, it's going to get worse, with the wind at 40 to 50 miles per hour, creating a wind chill effect of about negative 35 to 40 degrees.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. The winter storm coming at the worst possible time as millions of Americans try to travel for the holidays. FlightAware shows airlines canceled some 2,500 flights Thursday and have already canceled that many for Friday. The Senate passes the $1.7 trillion spending bill and sends it to the House, which is expected to vote on it Friday. And the Dow fell nearly 350 points after strong economic data fueled investor concerns about more interest rate hikes. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The former CEO of the failed crypto platform FTX is out of jail on a massive amount of bond.
$250 million bond package, never seen anything like it, was secured using his parents' home as collateral. And that is quite fitting because a judge ordered Sam Bankman-Fried to await his trial living with mom and dad at their home in California. We were here seeing him walk out, really not much expression throughout the day on his face. He was not asked to enter a plea. The judge just said he had to be back in court on the 3rd of January. But the prosecutor called his bail deal the largest ever pretrial bond. Now, among the requirements is that he has to surrender his passport and undergo regular mental health treatment and evaluation. Really, the only time we heard him speak today was when the judge asked SBF if he understood the conditions of his release, and he said, "Yes, I do."
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane. A Canadian government report shows polar bears are continuing to die at a fast rate and that females and bear cubs are having an especially hard time. Researchers studied the Western Hudson Bay region by air last year and estimated only 618 bears were left compared to nearly 850 5 years earlier. Now, since the 1980s, the number of polar bears there has plummeted by nearly half as ice, which is essential to their survival, disappears. The federal government's getting involved in an investigation a month after a traffic crash in California.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will send a team to investigate a Thanksgiving Day crash involving several vehicles on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. A Tesla was involved, and there are concerns the vehicle may have been using its self-driving software. Nine people were hurt. Elon Musk is the CEO of Tesla. Tom Graham, Fox News.
I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.